Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the Root Dome. I'm Wayne Allen Root. Two go in and only one comes out, and it's Wade Root standing. The Root is on fire because the country's on fire and the world's on fire. Biden has set it on fire. I'm your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, silent majority warrior, always Trump warrior, and capitalist evangelist, and this show is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. In the immortal words of General George Washington, if you want peace, prepare for war. When you look at what's happening in every city run by Democrats, my God, Chicago, it's amazing. It's just amazing. Story in the UK Daily Mail, a liberal newspaper. Chicago blighted by shoplifting because shoplifters are only prosecuted if they steal over $1,000. The Magnificent Mile, no more. This is a liberal newspaper from England. Chicago is blighted by shoplifting as another American city goes down the toilet because its left-wing attorney general stops prosecuting shoplifters who steal less than $1,000 of goods. Chicago's Magnificent Mile has been the target of rampant shoplifting that causes many stores to close their doors. State Attorney General Kim Fox mandates that Chicago prosecutors only issue felony charges for theft of property over $1,000. Thieves know they can grab armfuls of merchandise without being stopped by store security. The city's crime issue is only going to get worse, as at least 50 cops have been put on unpaid leave for refusing to get the COVID vaccine. This is all planned, folks. This is one big giant clusterfuck. They're destroying the country. Cities throughout the country are facing similar issues, including it was closing another 5 stores. The reality is, all over the country, they're cleaning out the stores. You know, it's, thank God, a lot less happening because we still prosecute criminals. You don't have to, you know, steal $1,000 and we prosecute you. We prosecute you for stealing a lot less. So it's a lot less bad here. I don't know if that's correct English. A lot less worse here. But it's still happening. You know, a friend of a friend works at a Lululemon store in downtown Summerlin, and like 3 people walked in a few months ago with gigantic black garbage bags and just started looting, just grabbing everything on the shelves they could grab. And they know nobody's going to stop them. All the employees, that's what's so weird, have been ordered by the stores to do nothing. And they let them walk out of the store, and no one even followed them and said, look, I saw them get in a car. Here's their license number. Let's give it to the police. Or let's make a citizen's arrest out on the street. No, you're not allowed to stop them. You're not allowed to follow them. Who gives these orders? Who makes this decision? Somewhere in corporate, they make a decision. It's okay. Let them loot our store. We'll get insurance to pay for it, or it'll be part of our cost of doing business. But if we have an armed guard and they shoot someone, it's a $10 million lawsuit. So we don't want any of that. Let them just walk out of the store and steal whatever they want. And then the police won't come because, in Vegas they will, but in places like Chicago, L.A., San Francisco, New York, the police won't come because they're not going to race to your store because someone's stealing stuff when it's not a felony. It's only a desk ticket. So this proves, once again, even though there's been isolated incidents in Vegas, this does prove that you're much better off in a city where we prosecute real criminals. Matter of fact, I was at a fundraiser at Piero's restaurant in Las Vegas, one of the most famous Italian restaurants ever in this town, probably the most. And I was at a fundraiser for the district attorney of Clark County, which is Las Vegas, Nevada, Steve Wolfson. And he is a Democrat, but he's a law and order Democrat, a good guy. And I went to his fundraiser. I've known him for 20 years. Matter of fact, I had a reality show called Vegas Law. And then it was called Change the Name to Sin City Justice. And he was the star of it. So him and I have been friends for many, many years. And I think he's a pretty good guy, the law and order guy. And I went to his fundraiser. And no sooner I get in there, a massive protest breaks out. And there's all these people outside the door yelling and screaming and chanting. And they hate him because they think he puts people in prison. Well, you know what? I want prosecutors that put him in prison. I want hang them prosecutors. But the problem with Democrats is they want to only hang white Republicans for not committing crimes. Isn't that amazing? If you're black, if you're Hispanic, if you're gay, if you're transsexual, they don't want, no matter what you do, they want to let you out. No bail. Walk out. If you're an illegal alien, just go. Go into the city and never be seen again. And don't report back. We know it's going to happen. Don't worry about it. And we'll never hand you over to ICE. That's how Democrats think. And they want to let all the criminals out who are already in prison. Let them out and let them vote. Give them a right to vote. Determine elections, close elections. But God forbid you're a white, straight Republican male. They want to find reasons to put you in prison. Look at Steve Bannon. They're trying to put him in jail right now for nothing. For nothing. And you know what they did to all the people around Trump. They tried to put everybody in jail and ruin everybody's life over nothing. Over piddling bull spit. Well, real criminals who commit violent crimes get right off in a Democrat world. Any Democrat city, any city run by Democrats is an absolute mess. You can't even walk around anymore. Chicago is a nightmare. All the stores are closing. Look at the list of stores that closed. Macy's, Disney, Gap, Forever 21, Tommy Bahama, Express, Apple, Dylan's Candy Bar, Nahoku, Roots, Topshop, Columbia Sportswear, Uniqlo. I don't even know what the hell that is. Here it is. A Japanese retailer, Unikyo, closed its 60,000 square foot store in August. The Disney store closed its 7,000 square foot location on Michigan Avenue last month. And all these other ones, the vacancy rate has skyrocketed to 19% this year. And the commercial brokers tell us when they get a potential interest from a tenant, one of the first questions they get is what's happening in Chicago to stem the tide of retail shoplifting rings that have been operating with impunity downtown. And we don't have a good answer for that right now. I think we have to look at prosecution. Clearly there's a feeling running through the criminal elements that there are no consequences here. We have to look to the courts, and I think we have to just look at all the players in this drama to get Chicago to what it once was. I love when people sugarcoat things, right? It's embarrassing when they talk like that. You know what you ought to say? What you really want to translate that to is to people are running wild. Almost all of them happen to be of one color. If you say something about it, you're a racist, even though they're committing crimes and they're of one color. If you mention that they're criminals, not the race, just those people are committing crimes, you're suddenly a racist of some kind. So to not be a racist, you have to let them all out to do whatever they want to do. Don't even give them a death ticket. Just they've had tough lives because of the color of their skin, and there's no father home, and their mother was a drug addict. So there's just built-in excuses galore. Let them just run rampant and loot every store. They deserve it. It's kind of like reparations. And until we change that, this is the other part you have to say, until we change that sick, mentally ill belief and stop white liberals from hating themselves, until we do that to stop the self-hatred and the white guilt, until that happens, there's going to be no more stores in cities like Chicago. Everyone's going to close, and the few that remain, the owners are going to stand there with machine guns and shotguns, as well they should. Just like Los Angeles during those Rodney King riots. Back in 1992, I was there, and the only stores that didn't burn to the ground, because they burned the whole town down, it was Asian stores. Korean store owners stood in front and on the roofs with machine guns and shotguns. The police didn't protect them. Every store that wanted police protection burnt to the ground. The only ones who protected, they protected themselves. And the Koreans are tough dudes, man. They looked the rioting African Americans in the face and said, "Take a step and I'll blow you away." And their store didn't burn to the ground. You got to defend yourself. You know, just like I lived for years in Malibu, California, and I had a beautiful house overlooking the ocean. And the negative of Malibu is lots of fires. It's the most fire-prone section of land in the entire world. Did you know that? Malibu is overlooking the beach, and that's where I lived. Beautiful, I had a beautiful house, three-story wall of glass overlooking the beach. Remember, I'm a son of a butcher. I come from nothing. I earned all of that through hard work and creativity and being bold and taking chances and being a risk taker. I got what I deserved. And it's the most fire-prone place in the world. And I sold the house eventually and moved to Vegas. And guess what? My kids took a trip back to Malibu a year ago. And they wanted to look at the house they were raised in. And it burned to the ground. Gone. It really is the most fire-prone place in the world. And my house is gone. There's nothing there but a concrete foundation and a chimney. Even the pool is gone. I had a pool hanging out over the mountain, overlooking the beach. Why do I bring this up? Because while I lived there, the house didn't burn to the ground. I lived in that house for 7 years, and it never burned to the ground. You know why? I never relied on the fire department to save me. I had a gigantic special water hose that you connect to your pool that could put out so much water, it could put out the fire, even the most massive fire heading for your house. And I was ready to use it at all times. I would send my family down the street and get the hell out of here, and I would stay behind. That was our plan. And I would stay behind, and I would fight the fire with this giant hose that was attached to the pool. And if it got really bad and the fire overcame your house, you would jump in the pool. Time it to the minute the fire goes over your house, you jump in the pool and stay underneath for, you know, hold your breath for a minute. When you come out, you live. The pool will save your life. So I didn't rely on the fire department because I knew that they would let houses burn. You can't rely on police. You got to be in front of your property or on the roof of your property, and you got to be armed. Everyone in America has got to be armed and have loads of ammunition and be ready for what's coming, because what's coming, I predict, is bad. Bad stuff. Wayne Allyn, we'll be right back. I give you nothing but common sense on this show. Anyone who doesn't believe in it, they're lying.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. Another big day of news, hard to get it all in. But we'll try our best. Trump gets his revenge today. The Trump legal team plays a scorching montage of Democrats inciting and challenging past II1.com.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizeHealth.com. That's EnergizeHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root is with you. The Root, the Root's on fire. You can only find a root like this, a war like this, in the good old U.S. of A. They don't make them like this anywhere else. I'm American-made and proud of it. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I shoot from the hip, speak from the heart, let it fly, and take no prisoners. This show comes to you from the house that Root built on USA Radio, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Sons of Liberty CBD. Never smoked pot in my life, never will smoke pot in my life. Don't like slackers who smoke pot. But I work out very hard every day, and I'm 60 years old now. And working out at that age, or any age, but certainly when you're 60, causes serious aches and pains. Not anymore. I work out every day hard, and I never get any aches and pains. Why? Because I use Sons of Liberty CBD. Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl quarterback, told me about Sons of Liberty CBD and said it would heal my body, and he was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD is the highest quality CBD you'll ever find. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal, 100% American grown and made. CBD is real mainstream, and it works. And for my listeners only, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com is offering a discount of up to 25% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. So get up to 25% off every product, WAR15. Police support, veteran-owned, service-disabled. Small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. So another example of how woke companies need to be literally woken up. Literally woken up. And so Leaked documents show Walmart. You know, when I was a kid, not even a kid, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, when I was in my 40s and 50s, Walmart was the most conservative company in America. And then they sold out on Obamacare, and they sold out on Obama, and they became a woke liberal company. And now woke Walmart is now subjecting white employees to race propaganda, telling them they are guilty of internalized racial superiority. Scores of U.S. corporations, most of which used to be run by patriots who believed in their country and believed our diverse population was complementary and unique, are now led by woke semi-capitalists who have adopted a Marxist view of America and are fermenting hate and division within their employee ranks, the latest to join the list of corporations subjecting their employees to horrific, horrific race propaganda is Walmart, which used to tout Buy American. In the 1980s, they had commercials talking about Buy American at Walmart. Today, Walmart's busy telling its white employees they're racist and that the country that built the Walmart empire is systemically racist as well. Walmart launched a critical race theory training program that denounces the United States as a white supremacy system and teaches white hourly wage employees they're guilty of white supremacy thinking and internalized racial superiority. Walmart launched the program in 2018 in partnership with the Racial Equity Institute, a Greenboro, North Carolina consulting firm that has worked extensively with universities, government agencies, and private corporations. The program is based on the core principles of critical race theory, including internalized racial oppression, internalized racial inferiority, and white anti-racist development. These people are so confused and so divisive and so hateful and racist against white people. It's unbelievable. And everything is internalized. Internalized racial oppression, internalized racial inferiority. You know why? Because nobody white hates black people anymore. Was it that way forever? No, of course not. America was founded on slavery. And there are lots of white people that lynched black people, and there was a civil war over it. And then there was terrible things in the early 1900s, and then terrible things right before the civil rights movement. Blacks were treated terribly. Everybody admits that. Everybody knows that. But today, that's a bunch of hooey. There's none of that anymore. Matter of fact, far more prevalent, I see black liberal hatred towards whites than there is hatred of whites towards blacks. So that's why they call it internalized, because they can't even find it anymore. There isn't anyone saying the N-word. No white person says the N-word at work. There's no such thing. So they have to make believe you're thinking it inside. It's internalized racial oppression. I can tell you right now, I don't think it outside, and I don't say it outside. But I know there are lots of black people that say nasty things about white people. Lots of black Democrats say lots of nasty things. Who was that guy who Obama was in the pew with? Reverend Wright? Jeremiah? I think it was Jeremiah Wright. Do you know the anti-white things he preached? And Obama sat in the pews, and all those people sat in the pews, and they never thought a problem with it. Well, he was telling them white people are the devil and evil. And then you got a Farrakhan. The Muslim Brotherhood, they all think white people are evil. There's your racism. Goes on every day in America. Be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advisory panel is endorsing booster doses of vaccines from Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. They also gave their support to mixing primary vaccines with a different booster dose. The FBI is confirming that human remains found at a Florida nature preserve are those of Brian Laundrie. Police have been searching for him as a person of interest in the Gabby Petito homicide for several weeks. The area where the remains were uncovered was previously underwater in the dense and swampy park in southwest Florida. Laundrie's parents had previously told their son he had gone hiking in the 24,000-acre alligator-infested Carlton Reserve nearly a month ago. The Democratic-led House is moving forward to hold former Trump advisor Steve Bannon in contempt of court. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko developed the Zelenko Protocol. COVID-19 by 84%. Now he's back with a wonderful vitamin formula, an immune system formula. Dr. Zelenko, board certified physician in New York. He's provided counsel to the White House, governments on four continents, hospitals, physicians, nursing homes. And now he's developed Z-Stack, which has vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and quercetin all in one capsule. Just two capsules a day will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. It is a science-based formula using natural vitamins instead of overpowering drugs. Z-Stack is GMP certified and made in the USA. Just go to rootforamerica.com. That's my website, rootforamerica.com. Click on the link to purchase your bottle of Z-Stack now. We made it easy for you. You just go to my website, Root for America. Click at the very top. You'll see a banner ad for Z-Stack. Click on it and order your bottle now. Great stuff. All right. Speaking of great stuff, we've got Laura Loomer with us, author of the new book, Loomered, a story of the most censored woman in the world. And I guess it's not even a slight exaggeration. You really are the most censored woman in the world, Laura Loomer. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for having me, Wayne. And, I'm very happy this week my book came out. I'm not a multiple book author like you. I know you've published many books, but it's my first book, so I'm very excited. It's called Loomered, How I Became the Most Banned Woman in the World. And it's available now online and in stores, places like Amazon, Walmart, and Target. And so if you want to learn about cancel culture and how I became the most banned woman in the world and how what has happened to me can and will happen to you if big tech tyranny isn't stopped, I encourage you all to read it. And for your Vegas listeners, because I know you live in Vegas, there's an entire chapter of my book dedicated to my Las Vegas shooting investigation because, as many people know, one of the places where I'm banned from is MGM Resorts. Following my investigation into the Las Vegas terrorist attack, which took place at an MGM property, as we all know. And so you can read all about my Vegas investigation in Loomered.
Well, give us a little hint. You know that even though my show is nationally syndicated and we're in like 50 markets, it doesn't matter. The reality is I have a big Vegas audience and it's my hometown and here we dominate the afternoon ratings in Vegas. And so my Vegas people are going, uh-oh, what is she telling us about what happened at the Vegas massacre? You know, you and I had a lot of on-air talk about this thing and you and I were of the same mind that the story was not the right story. I don't know what the right story is, but I know we were not told the right story. I know there was a massive cover-up. What do you think was really happened in Las Vegas that day?
Well, you're right. Thanks to you and your fearlessness in telling the truth, right? I was able to get my reports out through your show since the media tried blocking the truth about Vegas. It was the worst mass shooting in U.S. history, but it wasn't just a shooting; it was a terrorist attack. And ISIS took credit for it four times. And even before they conducted an investigation, that crook Aaron Rouse over at the Las Vegas FBI,
right? Yeah.
He tried saying that ISIS had no involvement. But the fact of the matter is ISIS never takes responsibility for attacks that they're not responsible for. And this was an ISIS terrorist attack. And I detail it in full. I provide a lot of evidence. Media interviews with members of Congress who, if you recall, Congressman Scott Perry from Pennsylvania went on Tucker Carlson a few years ago and said they had evidence in a private congressional briefing that members of ISIS came across the border illegally from Mexico and carried out the Las Vegas terrorist attack. And so, of course, after that, you never saw him on Fox News ever again, and that interview was scrubbed from the Internet. But I detail a lot of it, you know, too much to get into on a short radio interview. But there is a lot of evidence in there for those people who want to know what really happened in Vegas that day.
I took a lot of heat, and to this day, there are still a lot of people in the establishment in Vegas who hate me for the fact that I was digging and digging into the Vegas massacre, and I just didn't believe what we were being told, and I thought, you know, I never stated unequivocally it was an ISIS terror attack, but I did say the same thing as you, Laura, that it was, you know, four times they said, we did it, we did it, we did it, we did it, and there's really no other record of them ever taking credit for an attack they were not involved in. So I always thought it was fishy and always thought it was strange, and I've spoken to a lot of victims. They all say there were more than one shooter. It's a lie. Every victim on the ground says shooting was coming from multiple directions. So, I don't know. I just never got so far as to say I know. I just think what we've heard is a bunch of BS. I know one thing. When there was Sandy Hook, I think the FBI released like a 150-page analysis of what happened there. And in Vegas, they put together a one-pager with two paragraphs on it. And yet it was the worst massacre in the history, worst terror attack in the history of America. And the FBI came up with one page, 150 pages for Sandy Hook, one page for Vegas, because they have nothing to say. Because, you know, they're trying to make you believe that one old fat white man mowed down hundreds of people. I just don't believe it to this day. He had no military training. That guy wasn't qualified to do it. Very strange story. Very strange.
Yeah, it definitely is. Yeah.
So, look, you were banned for a lot of reasons. That wasn't one of them. Give everyone some insight as to why you are so banned and why you are so controversial, Laura Loomer, because it certainly wasn't about the Vegas massacre. What kind of things have gotten you into the most heat with the liberal media?
Yeah, well, you're right. I am banned on pretty much all social media sites, most banned woman in the world. And really, you know, I broke the story about Ilhan Omar marrying her brother. And I was doing a lot of investigations into, jihadi candidates across America. And so when you start speaking out about the so-called religion of peace, right, the most protected class of people in this country, you get banned. And I detail this in my book. It's a chapter called Silicon Sharia, and how, you know, this one group of people seems to be, more protected than the others. It's why I got banned from Uber and Uber Eats. After I spoke out about the fact that an Uber driver was an ISIS terrorist, used his car to mow down 8 people, killing them in New York City. You know, Facebook designated me as a domestic terrorist and banned me in 2019. And now, right, 2 years later, we're starting to see if you go to a parent-teacher meeting, a school board meeting, you're a domestic terrorist, right? So it really is, it really is a documentation of how long this has been going on for and how what has happened to me can and will happen to you. And the next step after they designate you as a domestic terrorist is taking your gun. I was red flagged by the FBI. So because the FBI, right, because James Comey maliciously retaliated against me and put me in the NICS database, I am now federally banned from ever owning or possessing a firearm, even though I've never committed a felony.
How is that possible? I didn't know that. How could they do that? You never committed a felony. How could they do that?
Because that's what they're doing, and they didn't even tell me. I found out after I applied for my concealed carry, and Nikki Fried, who's running for governor against DeSantis here, right? She likes bragging on Twitter like she did yesterday about suspending the licenses of people who attended January 6th. Well, I wasn't even in the country for January 6th, and I applied for a concealed carry, and it was denied. And when I looked into the reason why, right, it said, well, we can't give concealed carries to people who are in the NICS database. And I was like, well, what's the NICS database, right? No one ever told me about this. Apparently, the FBI has me and a few hundred thousand other American citizens who may or may not have been notified. I was never notified. In a secret database that allows the FBI to take away your ability to own a gun.
Incredible. I've never heard of such a thing. Based on your political beliefs. In America. Now, if I was you, I would hire a great lawyer and sue the bejesus out of the FBI and the federal government.
Well, we're trying to sue the FBI, but in order to have a case proceed, you have to get a FOIA request, and the FBI is refusing to cooperate with my attorneys. And why would they, right? We're in an opposition government, and, you know, Joe Biden, the Alzheimer's patients in the White House, sure as hell isn't holding the FBI accountable, right? They're working for him. They're like the Gestapo arm of the Democrat Party, so... You know, it's very alarming, but it's all detailed in my book. I talk about my last election as the only banned congressional candidate in United States history, right? And what it was like running for office with virtually no social media besides Gab and Parler and Telegram. But I think that, it's definitely a warning of what's to come, written by a canary in the coal mine. And so I encourage all of you to read it.
And, you know, it's funny because I'm banned for life by Twitter. I don't know if you're aware of that. They banned me for life. And, you know, Parler was a big part of my life along with Twitter. And they banned me on Twitter for life. And then Parler was taken down. When it finally came back up, it is a weakling version of its former self. Parler's terrible now. I don't know if you have found that. I've switched to, I mean, I'm still on Parler, but really there's very little action going on there. So I'm on Getter, G-E-T-T-R, Jason Miller's new site. And of course, I'll join Trump's as soon as that's available after the first of the year. Trump's will be interesting. So there's a couple of avenues for us. But have you found, like me, that Parler came back a shell of its former self?
Well, yeah, but it's not their fault, right? I mean, look, Amazon deplatformed Parler after January 6th when big tech, along with the Democrats and the FBI, falsely accused Parler of trying to plot the insurrection, right? This fake insurrection that was not even an insurrection. If it was an insurrection, it's the worst damn insurrection I've ever seen in my life. I mean, no one even brought any guns. You know, maybe next time they'll bring some guns. Who knows? But worst insurrection ever. And, you know, I had 1.6 million followers on Parler. I was able to rebuild my following after it was eradicated by big tech. And then, of course, a lot of people left because they got scared because the FBI was politically persecuting people who were on Parler. But, you know, it's very unfortunate what happened to Parler. It's also detailed in my book, but I'm on Getter. I'm on Getter at Laura Loomer. I'm on Gab at Laura Loomer. I'm on Parler. And then my Telegram channel is at Loomered Official.
All right, Laura Loomer, author of the new book, Loomered, A Story of the Most Censored Woman in the World. Censored for being a conservative, censored for loving America, censored for being firing warning shots that, you know, the Muslim extremists are coming, and censored because she loves Israel. Really quite crazy what a world we're living in today. And I get a small piece of it all the time, Laura. I'm not quite at your level of being censored, but I've tasted some of it, I'll tell you. Laura Loomer, her book is called Loomered. Grab a copy. Thank you, Laura. I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw by Wayne Allen Root, because, you know, I get to curse, and I use the F word. You know, I can really tell you what I think of Joe Biden, because there's no FCC over podcasts. You can say what you want, do what you want, and I can really say the things I want to say. If you don't think I let loose on this show, I really let loose on the podcast. And on the weekends, I produce and create this, well, my favorite thing. It's the Weekend Best of the Best, where I play the conservative version of Casey Kasem. I wait all week for my Friday recording, and it comes out Friday afternoon, and we do it Friday morning, it comes out Friday afternoon. It's America's top 10 most important news stories for conservatives and Christians and patriots and Trump warriors. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out my daily War Raw podcast right now, available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, wherever you listen to podcasts, War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. We changed podcast companies, and for a couple of weeks, it was hard to find it. Now it's populating all those podcast download areas again. So we're in good shape again. We're at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, wherever you download your podcasts. I want to just make sure everybody knows you can always reach me, WayneRoot@gmail.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com. My website, RootForAmerica.com. We've got a major announcement there and many more set to come over the coming days and weeks. So make sure you check in every day on all the announcements at RootForAmerica.com. And you can also find all my opinions on the big issues of each day, the big controversial issues, at Getter. That's my new version of Twitter, Getter. Getter, Getter, Getter.com, or the Getter app, and I'm at Real Wayne Root, at Real Wayne Root. All right, some news I haven't gotten to yet. You know, again, the type of things that are never in the mainstream media. Illegal alien arrested after killing two BYU students in Orem, Utah. So, Cesar Castellan Flores, an illegal alien, was driving his Jeep and went through a yellow light that was turning red. He gunned it, and he hit 74 miles an hour on a regular street outside of BYU and killed Haley York, 21 years old, of Lehi, Utah, and Ashlyn Hansen, 21 years old, of Pearland, Texas. Flew through the intersection and smashed into their car. He does not have a driver's license and is in the country illegally. And these two wonderful girls from BYU, two nice Mormon girls, gone, dead. Can you imagine someone had to call their family and tell them your 21-year-old daughter is dead? They were making a left turn on a street outside BYU, and this guy in a Jeep Cherokee tried to speed through the intersection. Doesn't have a license, not legally in the country. He was traveling 68 miles per hour in a 40 zone and then increased his speed to 73 miles an hour once the light turned yellow. When he realized he was about to hit another car, the Jeep was only able to reduce its speed to 67 miles per hour before the collision. Wow. And then he left the scene. And officers were trying to... The officers came to his house to look for him, and he made an attempt to flee or elude the police then as well. So you're just talking about terrible, terrible... The problem is that the media paints them all as saints. Every illegal alien's a nice person. You can't say all of them are bad, and you can't say all of them are good. There's a lot of bad ones. And I believe the ones coming over now are mostly bad. I believe the prisons are, the countries around the world are emptying their prisons to send them to America to get the problem off of their necks and send them to America. We could pay the bill. Here's another one. Afghan brought to the U.S. by Biden accused of raping a teenage girl in Montana. Okay, so if we hadn't brought these people to America, this girl would never have been raped. Do you understand how your life changes because of decisions made by stupid politicians and bureaucrats? If that illegal alien, if Trump was still president, he probably wouldn't have been able to get into the country. Those girls would be alive. And this Afghan brought to America by Biden would have never been here if Trump was still president. And this girl wouldn't be raped. You know how many Afghan males are bad that we brought to America? I'm not saying they're all bad, but some of them are bad. A lot of them are bad. Zabahula Mohammed, a 19-year-old Afghan male. You got to stare at these words. So you got to focus so strongly to pronounce these Muslim names. Zabahula Mohammed, a 19-year-old. It looked like Muhammad when I looked at it fast. A 19-year-old African male. Arrested and charged with raping an 18-year-old girl in a Residence Inn Marriott hotel in Missoula, Missouri. She met him at the hotel bar. And they left the bar looking for a house party. When the group learned there wasn't a party, Muhammad asked the woman to go back to his hotel room. She agreed but made it clear she did not want anything to happen between them. When they arrived, she went to sleep. It's a weird story. And, he raped her. Could not get him off me, she said. Her neck had significant bruising and red marks. She told officers Muhammad held her down on the bed by placing his hand around her neck with force. He arrived in the U.S. on a humanitarian parole process by which the Biden administration has brought tens of thousands of Afghans to the U.S. Isn't that wonderful? Wayne Alaroo, we'll see you tomorrow. Have yourselves a good night. Make sure you're armed. And be looking around. Keep your family safe. God bless you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.